always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw the flesh in little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my dock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. She wanna do the wild thing. On my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Love you, bust me, kid. Yo, Walkie, baby. Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby.
WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. We find out later this morning what unemployment was up to last month.
A survey of economists predicting the U.S. will likely gain more than 176,000 jobs in January, which would be far fewer than December's 216,000, another number that could be revised lower. If that economic forecast is right, the unemployment rate could rise slightly from 3.7 to 3.8%. The Labor Department releasing January's jobs numbers later this morning.
ABC's Andy Field. No specific numbers, but authorities in Clearwater, Florida say several people were killed when a single-engine airplane crashed into a mobile home park. The National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration to investigate. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer announced the text of the border policy reform bill will be released no later than the end of the upcoming weekend. He's setting up a vote for next week. This is ABC News. It's Black History Month, and the nation's oldest black college newspaper is marking its centennial.
It's a special weekend on the campus of the historically black Howard University. The school's campus newspaper, The Hilltop, marking 100 years of publishing. There'll be a weekend of commemorative events, including a black tie gala at the National Press Club that will unite staffers past and present. Delivering the keynote address, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Isabel Wilkerson. Current Hilltop editor-in-chief Jasper Smith, a senior journalism major from Phoenix, Arizona, says Hilltop history is black history.
And being able to tell those stories that matter, that's something that we're still doing today.
Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A group of 30 teachers and staff at Jones Middle School in the Cincinnati suburb of Florence, Kentucky, claimed the $1 million winning Powerball ticket from this past Saturday. The Jones 30, as they call themselves, have been playing the same Powerball numbers since 2019 when they drew them out of a hat. After taxes, each will get about $24,000. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Playing what we want.
We'll be right back. trip to Biden Mountain, stayed in a line, Leonard Bernstein, Leonid Brezhnev, Lenny Bruce and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean.
proceeds from these messages go straight to Jack FM Swear Jar.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair." Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, new Nordic.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Jack FM got this bunch of songs in a row from Facebook Marketplace.
Color TV screen. Hey, Jack, since I can't request what I want to hear, can I at least order a pizza?
Like they do in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me. to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day it's fine, the next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. It's indecisions bugging me.
Decision made molester.
If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I go? Should I stay or should I go?
Go old school and call us from a landline. 866-930-JACK.
Yeah.
buy something so Jack FM can invest in some cryptocurrency.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 41 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, down to 21 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 42. Then on Sunday, sunshine and even warmer with a high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
The best thing I've ever heard on
103.1
Jack FM is,
I love you.
Yeah.
KFM about our 0% interest. And we're not talking about financing.
Use by you.
Jack FM. Playing what we want because we're not qualified for anything else.